Dave Moore
on Today FM.
My next guest, his name is Peter Smith. He's going to be taking on the role of a lifetime. He's got big shoes to fill, but no better man. Peter Smith, good morning to you.
Good morning, David.
Now, we know each other a long time because we worked together years ago before I worked in radio. I was a songwriter and a producer, and you and I were working together. You were in a band.
Good guitar player.
Thank you very much. I'll take that any day of the week. But this looks like it might be the role of a lifetime, as I said there, something that you're built for. But let's go back in time for a minute. Where did the love of music come from in the first place? Because this is an acting role with a very big musical slant that I'm not revealing yet on purpose. But go on. Tell us, but go back to your childhood. So Drimna born.
Yeah. So, you know, as you know, Drimna born, Dublin 12 boy. A few clues dropped in there, as you do. Raised with little, nothing, like everybody there. Mm. And you had a radio and a twin double cassette player.
Yeah, you could record off the radio. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And you start to listen. Two ears, one mouth, and some great rock music comes across your way, Radio Luxembourg or whoever. You record it and you listen to it over and over again, and then you find out you've got an affinity with it and fall in love with it.
Okay, but then the talent then, because when I met you first, I think you were doing Panto. Yeah. With a lot of people became very famous through the doors of the Gaiety Panto and the rest of the places you were doing things. But what about then the transition to being on stage? When did that happen?
Yeah, I think straight after Panto, because, you know, a lot of people think I started with music first. I didn't. I was always musical theatre was my love. Straight down to Fame, you remember, because we couldn't record anything, you and I, until I did that. So the national premiere of that, which was, you know, it's more acting than it is.
I'm singing.
No dancer. more acting than anything. And then, yeah, I kind of fell into music in the pop world. In the UK,
people will remember. Yeah. I think if we can cast our minds back to Popstars the Rivals, Girls Aloud on one side, One True Voice on the other side, and there's an Irish fella getting down to the last few, and then there's a kind of a moment of television which is often screened again and again and again when Peter Smith walks up to Davina McCall, breaks down, and admits that he's too old for the competition.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't stand these days. You actually wouldn't get away with saying that anyone is too anything.
True,
anything.
True.
But, you know, it turned out to be a bit of a blessing. But, you know, it was a horribly, horrifying feeling.
Of course.
Our friend Stephen Curran was in the audience, of course.
That's right.
And, yeah, what's meant for you, though, never passes you. But I really enjoyed that experience. Met some good people over there. And it kind of gave me the sense that I could do anything I wanted to. Mm.
Well, that has all fed into where we find ourselves now, which is you portraying the one and only Mr. Philip Linnett. Mm-hmm. In Moonlight, the Phil Linnett Enigma will run the 2nd and 3rd of April in Vicar Street. The 3rd is already sold out. So there are a couple of tickets left for the 2nd. But if you haven't got them yet, trust me on this, you want to get your hands on them now. So this is not something, although it's culminated now in this unbelievable stage play that we're about to see you in, there's been so much talk about you playing Philo for so long in lots of different roles, lots of different versions of how this can come about. So talk us through the history of some of that.
It's a bit like the boy who cried wolf, really.
Yeah, eventually third time lucky.
The wolf turns up and eats everybody alive. Yeah, I mean, listen, early conversations in and around the time I met you or just before I met you, I think it was Neil Jordan.
It was Neil Jordan first, yeah.
The first one that never got off the ground. And then the second one, I actually got to meet Jim Sheridan, and he cleared the room. I walked in, I read a poem, I didn't even sing, and I deliberately did not want the man to know that I sang, because I wanted him to take me serious as an actor.
As an actor, yeah.
So I stood up and I read the poem, put a big dramatic pause in the middle of it, he stuck his hand in the air and went, get rid of everybody else, take that guy to the next room, where Bruce Shields was waiting, and we had a big long conversation, and he was like, right, I found him. But then I think on the technical side behind the curtains, things couldn't be agreed. I don't know why. I won't speculate as to why, but I think there was a few sensitivities around the script. But this one, because the script is an art piece and it really promotes and, you know, puts Philip on a pedestal that he belongs on, you know, as, you know, beside the likes of Brendan Behan, beside the likes of, you know, the great Irish
Writers
like, yeah, Oscar Wilde.
Yeah.
And I think because it's an honour piece, I mean, we're in Dublin Studio Hub with Larry Hogan, putting together not versions of the songs.
Right.
As they were written, as they were performed, because nobody wants to hear the version. They want to suspend reality. And Jason Figgis, the director, who's actually outside waiting for me, that's his thing. The only caveat for him is I want to make sure that people believe they're in a room with Philip Linnett.
Mm. Well, we're going to find out on the 2nd and 3rd. It's going to be absolutely brilliant. 2nd of April next year. But do get your tickets, because that second one is going to sell out just like the third one did. Based in Spain at the moment.
Part
of your interesting life, Mr. Smith.
I live in Spain, but Dublin will always be my home.
It will. Victoria's been on. She's a Drimna girl. She says, I remember Peter Smith as a kid. He was always such a lovely, respectful fella. I'm delighted to hear he's doing so well. Well, he is doing so well. You've worked really hard, Peter. That's one thing I'll say about you is I've known you for years, but you've always been working really hard. You've always been trying things. Even the move to Spain was a brave Peter Smith thing to do. It didn't surprise me in the slightest. But this is a big role. And I know when you're doing a role like this, it's very easy to just go, yeah, well, look, I'm mixed race, Dublin 12, Irish. I could do this. No, there's so much more about Philip that needs to be done right. Didn't you spend time with Philomena before she passed away?
I did. First time around, God, it's going back a good few years, but I walked into the house and was brought out actually by our friend, Ollie Hennessy. Mm. And yeah, she just stared at me for 10 minutes, asked me a few questions, and then kind of grabbed me by the hand and was like, I want to talk to your mother. I'm not being rude, but she's the one I want to talk to. She's okay. The important one.
Because she obviously was Philip's mother.
And she wanted to see if our journeys were similar.
Yeah.
And if her journey was similar to my mother's journey, which of course it was. So they spent the next hour on the phone.
On the phone to each other?
Yeah.
Amazing.
And then she came back out and then spoke to me more. And she was like, well, it's obvious. You know, you're from the same part of the world. And you've had the same kind of
scenario, yeah.
Life.
Yeah.
And I'm, to be honest with you, I'm just gutted that she's not around.
Yeah, she'd love this.
I really am.
She really would.
She would deserve the attention more than anyone.
Well, you're an amazing singer. How's your bass playing? Because let's face it, Philip was very good at that.
He was adept, but he had to learn.
He did. He did.
And I have a few brush shields is in my locker.
Okay. Wow.
And I am brushing up on it. And I mean, do you know what? Because I always played a bit of acoustic.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not as difficult or complicated as I thought it would be. Mm. I'm actually enjoying it. Because as for all the bass players out there, they'll know that it's a different part of the song. It's a different feeling towards the song. You know, you can switch up. Once you know the bass line of a very simple song that you know and love, you can actually sit there and just really enjoy that groove.
Then you got to sing.
Oh, yeah.
There's that as well. Like, you got to do the two at the same time. That's all. I'm always impressed with people who can do that.
Can you juggle?
You've got an amazing career going at the moment in terms of acting, because there's a movie called Who is Aaron Carter? And there was a point where this movie was number one in Ireland, America and Spain on Netflix. Yeah. Huge movie.
Series. Was, in fairness, things like that happen. In fairness, it was the same producers as The Crown. So they threw their money into it. Lots of explosions, whack, bang, wallop. Me being a villain, going around killing people and stuff. You know, it was the episode that we were in, myself and Ian Bjorfield, who's actually in this play.
No way.
As well, yeah, Ian. Ian is going to play the celestial barman, which I won't give away the plot, but
he's
central to the piece. It was like Heat, and I think that's what made it so popular.
Yeah.
It really felt like a Michael Mann thing, so everybody just watched it. And off the back of that then, obviously I'd been speaking to Jason Figgis, who is the director of this play.
Yeah.
And we shot Code Red Spain, which I'm really excited
about. Tell me about Code Red Spain. This looks like unbelievable crap.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've always wanted to get my stuck in to something like this. And it's a if you like, a Gary Cooper style High Noon action film, where very character driven, and then at the end it just goes crazy for the last 15, 20 minutes.
That's what you want.
That'll be out middle of 25. Just as we're going into theatre with Moonlight.
Okay. It's going to be very exciting. A quick fire round before I let you go, Peter. What are you currently obsessed with?
Currently obsessed with the Thin Lizzy backlog, particularly the early stuff.
Okay.
So all the acoustic stuff, for example, Mama Nature Says, and Here I Go Again, I Cannot Stop Listening, and of course Dublin, which is the most beautiful guitar piece that I've heard, probably from Eric Bell, who will be with us in the show.
Amazing. Absolutely brilliant. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
Besides you?
No, I'm not famous. I'm proper famous.
You're infamous. That's a really good... Brian McFadden. I'm going to say Brian.
Great answer.
He's a great
guy. Been in the news recently, Brian, obviously on Nikki's podcast and all that. Yeah, so that's a fascinating one. Think back to when you were about 8 years old. We're going back to Drimna. Mm-hmm. Second class.
Yeah.
Open up the lunchbox. What's your ma put inside?
Probably a jam sandwich with no butter on it, which would have really irritated me because I like a bit of butter on everything. My wife will tell you that. Definitely a jam sandwich and a small piece of fruit like a mandarin so as it fits in there without being squashed.
Of course. Any no treats, no? Was the mandarin the treat?
Yeah, it was. It was like a sweet, covers all the base and it's healthy.
Okay, fair enough. Your mum knew what she was doing.
Excuse, anyway.
And the final question I ask all my guests, because I don't, Peter Smith, do you wash your legs in the shower?
I do, because they're very long, like Phillips wear. So I have no choice. They're kind of hard to avoid in the shower.
Right. Thank you, as always. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Pleasure to catch up, Peter. And I wish you the best. The show is going to be amazing. Moonlight, the Philip Linnett Enigma, will run on the 2nd and 3rd of April in Vicar Street. Great to see you, Pete.
You will be there.
I will. I'll definitely be there.
Dave Moore on Today FM.